Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire! Wednesday, August 31st, final day of the month of August, and football begins in September. Gotta love it. Gotta get excited. Big week for me. A lot of gambling. Some other stuff that I'm not going to talk about here. You guys will read it or see about it soon online. I haven't been able to respond to a lot of questions recently, and I do believe I'll start to be able to answer those very soon. That being said, NFL cut day, always a tough one to read about. I did note, I'm not going to go through all the big cuts. You know, there was a couple that obviously hurt. I saw Marlon Mack, who I advised my son to pick up in fantasy. Not my son, my brother to pick up in fantasy because he had the running back. Remember, I advised him to get the Washington kid who ended up getting shot, and now he's going to be out for a while. I told him, oh, go grab Marlon Mack. He's the backup. Marlon Mack just got cut. Jason, struggle bus, big time. But the big one, NFL cuts. And I'm only going to do one because we have a great guest coming up, Kevin Clark from The Ringer. You guys know him. He's been on the pod before. The Dallas Cowboys cut Cooper Rush, their backup quarterback, and go into the season with one quarterback on the roster. And as of right now, one left tackle because Tyron Smith's out. That ain't great. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, you've got to be somewhat concerned, perhaps even larger than somewhat, like legit concerned. Dak's going to have to sit in the pocket, and he could get destroyed back there with a makeshift offensive line. Trouble in Dallas. Take a long look at the Eagles. Take a long look at the Giants, but plenty more on NFL gambling coming up. Before we get to Kevin Clark, last note. I saw this from Mark Stein, an NBA reporter. He used to work at ESPN. He then moved on to Substack, where he writes like twice a week, three times a week, whatever it is. And Mark Stein had an interesting note that Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverley already been in contact since becoming Lakers teammates. And new coach Darvin Ham has told him that there are lineups with Russ and Pat Bev side by side. Now that is kind of sort of fascinating. And I got to say, I'm proud of Russell Westbrook. He's all grown up, right? He's not taking this, oh man, they're trying to run me out of here. Really? Are they? Or are they trying to get better? Maybe they're trying to do both. I don't know. But for Russ to react this way, assuming Mark Stein's report is true, no reason to believe it isn't. It's a sign of growth for Russell Westbrook, is it not? The kid's making, now he's not a kid anymore, he's a grown man with kids. Russell Westbrook is saying, you know what? I'm going to have to do whatever it takes to stick and stay. And I'll tell you guys at a later, maybe next week, about doing whatever it takes to stick and stay. Russell Westbrook, we need you to set screens. Yes, sir. We need you to stop shooting bad three-pointers. Yes, sir. We need you to stop dominating the ball and pounding the ball into the court with 50 dribbles. Okay. We need you to play with Patrick Beverley. Get along with him. I know you guys hate each other going back 5, 6, 7 years. Okay, I could do that. Saying it is one thing. Can he actually follow up and deliver is another, and we'll find out with Russell Westbrook and the Lakers. By the way, I did a quick fun exercise where I looked at the 10 best teams in the NBA. And while asking, do you think the Lakers are one of the 10 best teams in the NBA? Think about this for a second. Just think about this. Boston, Milwaukee, Philly, and the Brooklyn Nets are better in the East, undeniably. So are the Lakers a top 10 team in the NBA? Four teams in the East are better. In the West, you can't tell me right now that the Lakers are better than Phoenix, Memphis. Memphis won 56 games, by the way. Golden State, defending champs. Dallas, Denver. That's 5. And the Clippers is 6. I'm not even including the Timberwolves, who added Rudy Gobert. I'm not even including the Pelicans, who have a healthy Zion and, oh, by the way, made the playoffs and pushed the Suns. Are the Lakers one of the 10 best teams in the NBA? When was the last time a LeBron-led team was not one of the 5 or 10 best teams in the league? I dare you to find that. Hit me up on social media if you can. But without further ado, let's get to our great guest, Kevin Clark of The Ringer, talking Orlando Magic. No, mostly NBA. Mostly NFL, but a little bit of NBA.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy you know pretty well. Covered the NFL for a long-ass time. I mean, he's been around the block. New York Times? No, Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal.
Now with The Ringer. 10 years at The Journal.
No. 10 years covering the NFL.
Oh, 10 years covering the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 years at The Journal, 6 years at The Ringer.
Jeez. Well, 6 plus 6 is 12, isn't it, Kevin?
Well, I covered the NBA for 2 years.
Orlando Magic fan. Kevin Clark, welcome in. I thought we'd open with the Cole Anthony situation in the backcourt with the Magic. I mean, listen, there's a lot brewing there. There was an injury to someone. I mean, it's Orlando. I already forgot who it was.
Gary Harris.
Yeah, Gary Harris, who was something like 4 years ago. How are your Magic looking before we get to the NFL?
Looking okay. I mean, I think the Chet injury kind of changes the entire narrative around the season. And I think, and I really wanted to see Chet succeed. I wanted to see him play up to his ability. Because I think, quite frankly, the floor for him is elite rim defender, even if he doesn't add that much weight, right? And so I wanted to see him all year. And now I think that it's going to be kind of the Banchero show, who's going to win Rookie of the Year, barring something crazy. So that changes the narrative a little bit. You know, I just saw some Magic fans yesterday were like, oh, there's some workout video of Jonathan Isaac. Yeah, I'm good on that. I'm actually good on that.
Wait, hold on. I'm curious. There's a core. Yeah, Franz Wagner, right?
Franz. And then, I mean, if Jalen Suggs can shoot, that changes the narrative. So I'm intrigued to see it. I'm not making any futures bets on Eastern Conference champions in the next 2 years, but I think there's something there.
I just looked this up. Jalen Suggs, 21% from deep as a rookie. Ouch. I just want to ask, the Paolo Banchero, like, summer beef with the kid from the Hawks, DeJounte Murray. Like, honestly, I'm curious. You're on the NFL grind. You're in Midwestern cities. And how did you take this news on the road? Like, were you just, like, shocked and obsessed with it for a minute?
That he's beefing with another NBA player? Yes. I looked into it you know, I guess the Murray charge was that he's changed since he got to the NBA, which is what, 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
You know, it used to be about the music. It's like, no, dude, like, this guy's been good for his entire life. I'm sure the people in Paolo Banchero's life have known he's going to the NBA for a long time. So the idea that he's changed, I don't necessarily know about that. Maybe he acted a little different a couple of years ago. I don't know. I don't know a ton about Paolo Banchero's personal life. Having said that, I thought it was a genius move by Murray to get in the public eye over the summer and get to a situation where people are going to care about Hawks Magic games. They play. They're in the same division. They're going to play. Like, if you're someone like Murray, what better way to get people texting about you? What was that, late July, early August? Like, I know. I mean, most of when I'm on the training camp tour, I miss everything. And this is something morbid I'm going to say, but whenever someone, like, whenever there's big news, like someone passes away and I don't know about it, like a celebrity, right? I'll be like, how did I miss that? It's always because it happened on like August 5th and I was on like a 7-hour drive from Atlanta to Charlotte or something. And so I can never, I never can follow any non-NFL news the first week of training camp. Having said that, all my friends from home were texting me about Murray Banchero. All of
this
them.
Is this Orlando proper, or are you more of like a Fort Lauderdale kind of guy?
Oh, no. Fort Lauderdale is down south. So I'm Lebatard and those guys make fun of me sometimes for sometimes not claiming, but like being a Miami adjacent person, because I went to University of Miami, and they say all the time, I'm not a Miami guy. I'm from Orlando, but I am from Orlando proper. So like,
there's
downtown,
not a lot.
The closest high school to the arena.
Wow. Every time I go to Orlando, you know, I got a bunch of relatives down there. It is a very brown city, and the suburbs, like everywhere. I don't see a ton of white people. Now I'm going to, like, you know, Indian jams, as I like to call them. Orlando, that must have been a different place, you know, what, 20 years ago when you were growing up? What are you, 25, 30?
Yeah. I'm here with 30. But the thing is that it's growing so fast that it changes all the time. And it's really interesting to see, you know, and that's Florida in general, you know. I mean, I was in different neighborhoods, and it's so amazing to see, as you said, the diversity of it. The amount of people who speak Spanish is really great. I mean, it's one thing that I actually regret not learning to speak Spanish. I think most people who grow up actually in Miami do end up doing it at a higher clip than people in Orlando. But it's amazing. I mean, it's different than South Florida. It's more just knowing what I know. It's the more the Puerto Rican community in Orlando, whereas South Florida is Cuban, and then some of the other South American countries. And it's really amazing to see. It's the old line. Miami is the capital of South America, and I think Orlando is even more, I'd say, diverse as far as that goes, because you're seeing more and more people come all the time from different places. It's a really interesting place.
Como se dice Super Bowl? I honestly, I don't know how to say Super Bowl in Spanish.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That being said, let's go to the NFL, Kevin. I read your great piece on Matt LaFleur. This is straight. This is going to be probably the most random question. I know everybody's asking you about this as you do your podcast, radio, TV tour. I never thought of LaFleur as like a good-looking guy. I know he's well manicured. So I mean, I don't think of dudes as like good-looking. I mean, like Brad Pitt, obviously, you know, and some of these other actors, but I don't think of like football coaches, you know?
Well, I didn't think of LaFleur as a good-looking football coach. Because you heard all the stories, maybe because it's pro and nobody cares. You heard all the stories from Cliff Kingsbury with Texas Tech. It's, there was a story in the Wall Street Journal about how female students were going at a higher clip the year he got there, right? And there was some data around that, right? And there's like I think The Blind Side is the book where they talked about how like the moms loved Nick Saban and thought he was a handsome man. I think that's where you get the good looking thing a lot. And it's funny because the guys who wanted to talk about Matt LaFleur being good looking in my story, it was the guys who were roasting him. It was Aaron Rodgers. It was Sean McVay. Sean McVay, we talked 15 minutes. Half of it was him roasting Matt LaFleur about his haircut and his eyebrows and all that stuff. I thought that was so funny because I agree with you. For me, it was never the dominant story. For the people in his life, they love roasting him.
Yeah, I also didn't realize how accomplished he has been. And you're right. He's never been within 20 votes of a coach of the year. And you kind of swayed me. Like, I kind of liked the guy after reading your story. Kevin, you have this strange ability because you write a lot of positive stories. There's not a lot of negativity coming out of the Clark camp. And, you know, I read this and I'm like, geez, I guess I kind of like LaFleur now. I never even thought about him. He was irrelevant to me because Rodgers is so damn good. But I think he's going to have to do some actual coaching this year, right? We can agree on that?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because you mentioned the positivity, negativity thing. I'd say the vast majority of my columns are negative. And if I'm coming into a place, and I'm talking about opinion columns, going into a place and saying, I'm going to do the Jets this year, what the hell is going on with the Jets? Normally, those strongly worded opinions are going to be typically negative, and it's going to be different. If I go in and spend an hour with someone, it's typically not going to be because I think they suck at their job, you know? Yeah. And that I think is the difference. If I'm writing 7,000 words on somebody, there's going to be a case there. There's going to be something I'm building up a little bit. I did Burrow a couple weeks ago, kind of a similar thing about his pre-snap stuff. And so, I mean, I think that there's I think that when I do these stories, it's normally because, like, I picked the Packers to win the Super Bowl. And I wouldn't do a story like this unless I felt a way like that, because you're building a case for something going forward. Having said that, I mean, I think that if it was so easy, and I would say 70% of the opinions yesterday were positive about the story. 30% were angry. I don't know if you saw angry Bears, Vikings, Lions fans saying, well, it's obvious, because they were like, well, you can't give LaFleur any credit. It's all Rodgers. I was like, well, okay. I went back to, like, there were probably maybe 100 people. I mean, it was a pretty well-trafficked story. It's maybe 100 people out of that group were saying, you're a moron. You don't know, you know, it's all Rodgers. And I was saying, I went back at two of them and I just said, hey, if winning 13 games, which LaFleur has done every single year he's been head coach, was so easy, why didn't Mike McCarthy do it in the last seven years he was there? Last night I was walking, taking a little walk, and I saw a Cowboys fan started to screen grab that, and I said, yep, you guys should look at that too, because Mike McCarthy can't win 13 games with a great quarterback. Ouch. And so, I'm not saying LaFleur is Bill Belichick. I'm not saying he's Andy Reid. I'm saying that for that environment, being there, you sort of get it. And it's okay. Well, Aaron Rodgers has been unlocked. He's so talented. Well, not every coach could do that with Aaron Rodgers. Second of all, and there's a lot of, like, coping and wish casting about Rodgers, where it's like, oh, well, if he didn't feel this way, or if he didn't treat his receivers like this or whatever. So, well, he does. This is how he operates. And so what the Packers did was they hired a coach who could be in a partnership with them almost a little bit. And I made the comparison in the story, Jason, almost a little bit NBA-ish. Almost a little bit.
Yeah, I saw
Kerr-ish.
That. Kerr?
Kerr. I mean, it was just a
lot of credit there for him. I mean.
No, I just mean in terms of it's going to be player-led. He wants the superstars to be Rodgers, Jair Alexander, Kenny Clark, those guys, right? Devontae Adams, when he was there. He wants those guys to lead, and he wants those guys to take the credit. That's why I felt there was a little bit NBA-ish, a little player empowerment type stuff, because when he builds that playbook, there are probably, Jason, you know NFL coaches, you know football coaches. There are a lot of coaches who will come in and say, okay, Aaron, you're running my system. Here's what you're going to adapt to. What LaFleur did, especially after their first year, was he took the things that he loves, you know, play action, motion, all of that stuff, and they said, hey, Aaron, what do you like? What do you not like? But also, what do we keep from McCarthy? And that, to me, when you ask around the league, Sean McVay said this, Mike McDaniel said this in the story, around the league, those guys are most impressed that he was able to blend his playbook with Aaron's. And he was able to empower Aaron. I think the easiest thing in the freaking world, J-Mac, would be to lose Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, just for Aaron Rodgers to be totally out on you. And it's never happened because of that.
I would agree with most of that. The only issue I have is, do you think Aaron Rodgers in this piece comes off as trying too hard to be cool? Like, I don't know what happened, but, like, I like LaFleur in this story, and I did listen to some of Rodgers on Rogan. I don't know. Did you hear any of it or no?
I did, yeah. So this came out, this story came out on Monday, and Rogan and Rodgers came out on Saturday. And all I wanted to do, same thing with Pardon My Take, was make sure that none of the anecdotes in my story were in there. You know what I'm saying? Same. LaFleur was on Bustle with the Boys last week, too, and I had to do the same thing. Just make sure, like, the stuff I had that was exclusive wasn't in any others. But, yes, I did listen to all of those podcasts, including the program one.
It just, I don't want to go in on Aaron Rodgers. This guy's super successful, one of the best ever. He just comes off as, like, trying too cool. I don't know if it's awkward. Or is he trying too hard to be cool in interviews?
I don't
be honest.
I don't think it's trying to be too cool. I think that he is extremely. Here's what I think about Aaron Rodgers. I've spoken to him a handful of times. I think that he is extremely careful and calculating about everything he says, and so you can see the wheels spinning all the time. And it's not like you and me, right? Where we're just going to say, listen, you and I have known each other for a long time. I'm going to say whatever on this podcast. You can say whatever to me. Like, he's thinking about, you know, 1,000 yards downfield all the time. What is this person going to think? What is this person think? What is this person going to think? And I'll give you a great example. When I was doing the piece, in the piece, I said that the last question I asked everybody was, why does it matter if I get enough credit? And Rodgers probably thought about it for 15 seconds. I mean, it
is
was
that,
just, you know,
is that
saying?
An awkward? Is that an awkward silence?
Wasn't awkward. It was more just like, you know, just it wasn't awkward. It was more just like, okay, how do I exactly get this? And then his answer ended up being through humor, and it was just to roast him more. And so I don't think, you know, I think there's probably an element of it, and I don't think either of us can figure it out here. Like, he's so famous. I talk to a quarterback. So I typically on this camp tour talk to pretty much any quarterback I can find. So I ended up talking to about eight of probably what we would consider the top quarterbacks in the NFL. And I had one where this guy just would not get to where I wanted to go. He wasn't giving me anything, right? And or at least on the topic I wanted to. I was talking to a team official a little later, and I was just like, hey, he just really wouldn't go there with me. And the guy was saying, listen, it's whatever the date is, August 4th, right? This guy knows if he gives you anything, it is on a Chiron on First Take the next day. He knows that. And he knows that he wants to go this weekend and say, all right, well, you know, I just want to go on the boat this weekend, whatever. Like, he doesn't have to think about getting in that news cycle. And that, yeah, to me, is an NFL quarterback now. That's not Rodgers, that's somebody else. But it's like that now, you know. I mean, there, how many times do we see, you know, your show, Colin? I mean, how many times do we see one piece of one thing become a full day story? And mm-hmm. I think that quarterbacks are, unfortunately, for us, for what we do, are starting to just say, okay, I don't want this there. I don't want this there. I don't want this there. And they're just either not answering the question or answering it in cliches. I do think that we've gotten to a point where a lot of this younger generation of quarterbacks is way more open and honest. Mahomes is like this. Josh Allen is like this, where they're just bros who will generally answer the question. Yeah. I think there was a Tom Brady kind of runoff. Like, you see this Matt Ryan a little bit, where these guys just don't want to do anything. They just want to talk about the team. They don't want to, you know, ever give you a quote. I do know the younger generation. You look at freaking Baker Mayfield, who, like, will say anything, right? We're seeing that today. But, like, I think that there's a more honest generation. I'm starting to worry that they're realizing why the generations above them weren't as honest.
Yeah. Do you think some of that is, and again, I'm guessing Baker Mayfield said something about week one. I played basketball or in the morning and then took a nap. And then I, you know, was reading your piece. So I didn't see what he said, but I'm assuming Baker Mayfield said something incendiary about
Cynthia Freeland, who's a Southern reporter on the Panthers games, talked to him and said that, so this was some consternation about whether or not she should have reported this, but she did. And I'm on her side on this one, that she just said, you know, can't wait for week one. And he said, we're going to effing destroy them. Oh. Or I'm going to effing destroy them.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We talked about Aaron Rodgers. I know a lot of people don't care about Baker Mayfield anymore. He like led the league in commercials 2 or 3 years ago, and now it's like, Baker, he's going to be a backup.
Sorry, correction. I'm going to F them up, is what he said.
Oh, I'm going to F them up. Okay. I wonder, do you think, and you and I both know, there are people in sports media who intentionally will come out and attack someone that it just comes out of left field. Like, what is this guy doing? And he's doing it to get attention.
Yeah.
Do you think Baker is one of those guys? I just want attention. I want people talking about me. I want to be in the social media scrum. I need that to feed me.
I think it's a little bit of that. I think it's the attention part of it. I think that you also, this is certainly how maybe it's a guy who needs that to pump him up. We see that with fighters all the time. It's, you know, hey, or ticket talk, as they say, I'm just trying to sell tickets. Something like that. I mean, like, I was just listening to a race car podcast a couple weeks ago, and these two guys were talking about how they used to hit each other all the time. And then afterwards, someone would say, "What the hell are you guys doing?" They'd say, "We're just selling t-shirts." And it's like, that's it, right? Like, sometimes you got to push it in order to sell the t-shirts, in order to get people talking to you. Baker Mayfield is not going to be talked about this year at all. I'm saying that the Panthers have a ceiling on them. And the only way that you're going to get attention in Carolina is either tearing it up on the field, which may happen. I mean, I think there are some people in Cleveland's orbit who think he was much more banged up than we thought. It wasn't just the shoulder, it was the foot. If he's healthy, he could be pretty good. But I think in order to get the spotlight on him, he's kind of got to talk like this. He's kind of got to say, here we go. He's kind of got to light it up in week one. And he does have to F them up in week one.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the entire national media is going to move on, and he can't get 2 years 40 next year.
Yeah, it looks like they have one primetime game, and I believe it is a Thursday night clunker against the Falcons.
So not a primetime game. So zero primetime.
Ouch. All right, let's quickly buzz around the league. I'm going to ask you random shit, and just handle it however you want. Better team right now in the NFC East, Eagles or Cowboys?
Eagles.
Yeah.
Better roster, less of an absolute tire fire. The tire flip injury is a disaster. Shows you just the poor planning that goes on right now. Dak Prescott is an incredible quarterback. They don't have the capability to protect him, and they don't have the. I hate that roster. I love Dak Prescott. I hate that roster. Yeah. Hate's the wrong word. Mike McCarthy is not going to make anything better than some of its parts. Eagles better roster all day, and they traded for Chauncey Gardner today. Which I saw.
Jeez, yeah. Jets go 3-0 in the AFC East in the preseason. Something, nothing. Go ahead. Nothing. Be honest.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
You don't even want to elaborate on the Jets. I mean, on Zach Wilson? Any word on Zach Wilson? He was riding a bike over the weekend, and Jets fans are optimistic for week two now.
Well, okay. I mean, no, it's not as bad as we feared. We saw that. I mean, I talked to Mike LaFleur and and Robert Saleh for this LaFleur story. Yep. They seemed in good spirit. I think they're managing. I think that just the pressure's on. I mean, how long can this Jets rebuild take? I mean, how long? I mean, Joe Douglas has been there for a few years. I think Mike Maccagnan getting that extra year of drafting was one of the worst decisions by an ownership group ever. Literally ever, because it set them back a full year, And then it gets the fan base more antsy because they don't remember that Mike McKenna got an extra year of draft. They're just sitting here saying, wait, Joe Douglas was hired in what year? They're just checking Wikipedia. I just think the whole thing, I am optimistic because I do think that there's a lot of potential there. I think Joe Douglas is really smart. I think they got really great value. I think you see that when something like the Jamal Adams trade happens. But
yeah,
I just keep looking at that roster and saying, okay, I'm still going to be patient, but like we got to get there. I mean, I think there's two ways to judge GMs, right? One of them is the decisions that they make and the value that they glean. And Joe Douglas has done a great job with that. One of them is it's just the 53 in front of me. I did a thing a couple of weeks ago where we did top GMs. And before we did it, I texted like 10 people in the league. And I said, how do you judge a GM? How do you judge a GM? And one guy said to me, he said, well, first of all, I only look at first round picks because everything else is luck. Everything else is luck. Mm. And I thought that was an interesting way to put it. If you get a Russell Wilson in the third round, well, like that's only because the Eagles passed on him and the Chiefs passed on him, that kind of thing. But then most people said, I don't care about anything, but what's on the 53 right now. And right now with the Jets, that's not good enough.
It's not great. Okay. I don't want to frame this that poorly, but the 49ers retaining Jimmy Garoppolo is a lack of confidence, is a signal that they don't have that much confidence in Trey Lance. The way that when Alex Smith was with the Chiefs and they had Pat Mahomes and they watched him for a year, they're like, this is our dude next year, no matter what the hell Alex Smith does. Boom. It feels like that the 49ers are not there yet with Trey Lance.
It's 100% correct. Confirmed. I mean, like the actions speak louder than words. And you know, when I know Brett Favre was retiring five times, but then if they tried to keep him on as Aaron Rodgers' backup, okay? The Alex Smith thing is exactly right. I do think that the fact that there was an injury and the fact that that was timed so poorly, I do think that is there's some excuse making there. But if they really believed in Trey Lance, they would want Jimmy Garoppolo out of the building. Because what happens if he has an absolute stink bomb for the first 2 weeks of the season? Kyle Shanahan with a roster that should be in Super Bowl contention? Are you kidding me? Like,
well,
I just
beat the Bears in week one. They'll smash them. Sure, I think week two is a win too.
Okay, yeah, but that doesn't mean that Trey Lance has to look good. This isn't the preseason. Yeah. Let me tell you something. If they win and Trey Lance looks bad, they might more likely to go to Jimmy Garoppolo because they're saying, man, we're just getting by with the skin of our teeth. We can win something this year.
Brutal. Detroit Lions are. If they made the playoffs, is that the story in the NFL this year?
It is. I was there a couple weeks ago. They swear they like Jared Goff, but not. He's not going to be. No. He's not.
They might
be
like
there.
His girlfriend. They might like his girlfriend. But no, I don't think that they like Jared Goff.
Let me explain. It keeps them from being like a low grade version of the Colts. This is the way that somebody explained it to me, which is that they can roll him over for this year or next year until they get their guy. They don't want to do anything but take a top pick and say, this is our guy forever. We're rolling with them, right? So if they've got Jared Goff cost controlled. He did enough nice things after they fired Anthony Lynn where they said they can have it. So they're still figuring out the quarterback position. So it would be the story of the NFL if that was a playoff team. I don't think it is yet. I think they have to answer the quarterback position. And once that happens, that'll be fine. But I think putting quarterback last in a rebuild is always intriguing to me. Mm. And I'm excited to see where they go with it because I do think they like the talent on that roster. It's just a matter of, do they roll it with CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, Will Levis, Tyler Van Dyke next year?
Or you had to throw in the Miami guy in there.
Dude, I just filmed a slow news day with a college analyst, and he mentioned Tyler Van Dyke second after Will Levis, actually. Oddly enough.
What? Who's that, Desmond Howard? I mean, did you see the playoff that he had? He had, like, Pitt in the playoff or something. I mean, it's insane. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
So I can do ACC football talk with y'all.
No, we're running out of time. Come on. I do want to get two more. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Oh, no, finish up.
No, I was just going to say, the Lions are interesting to me. Goff is not good enough to get that team to 10 wins.
Yeah, not happening. So Trevor Lawrence, I'm going to Vegas this week. I would like to bet Trevor Lawrence most improved player and the Jaguars. Is that a smart bet, dumb bet? I just like
it's
the money on fire?
It's a great bet. I think two Florida teams, the Dolphins and the Jaguars, are going to improve immediately with their offensive coaching staffs. I mean, Urban Meyer was the worst NFL coach maybe in our lifetime. Seriously. Yeah. Like, think about that, okay? I know he's your colleague now and all that stuff, and we love him. We love him in the college football role there, but we did not love him as head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And so I don't know where this goes, but I do know Trevor Lawrence is going to be really good. People who watch the tape say he was top 15 last year in spite of all of that. He didn't have the receivers. You know, I think he was second in the NFL in a stat called like perfectly throwing balls into coverage or something. Like basically, there like, I didn't remember what it was. Basically, like he was throwing these balls, but nobody was open. So it was just like there was nothing he could do, right? The PFF had something on that. So, yes, I also like – You know, I think the Dolphins will get better. I think Trevor Lawrence is way better than Tua, but I do think the Dolphins will get better as well.
All right, we'll wrap up with Bill Belichick and the Patriots. I smell a disaster.
Oh,
and
God.
I asked Seth Wickersham this last week because he wrote the big Spygate piece. And Kevin, if you want some crazy reading, go back and read his like 2014 piece on Spygate, ESPN the magazine. Insanity. And it all points to basically Belichick cheating and bending the rules. So Brady leaves. Belichick freaks out, spends all this money. They make the playoffs, but lose. They get lose by 50 to Buffalo.
Yeah.
And now it's looking like they could be a tire fire. Like Peter King's calling for 7 wins. I will go under that. I'll say 6. When do we start wondering about Belichick? And I know he's the greatest coach ever, but let's be real. Belichick, 0 playoff wins since Brady left. There's a chance he's getting old that he may never win another playoff game. Over, under, 1.5 playoff wins for Belichick the rest of his career.
Saw somebody say that you asked that on Twitter the other day. You said 1.5?
1.5 the rest of his career. What is he going to coach? 7 more years? 6? 5?
I'm going to go under. And the reason I'm going to go under is I think it's going to be a couple of years until this team's ready to go. And kind of what I was saying, Bill Belichick is a much better coach on balance than Matt LaFleur, right? But Matt LaFleur, as I said, is the perfect coach for the 2022 Green Bay Packers. Bill Belichick is not the perfect coach for the 2022 New England Patriots. No. He will not be the perfect coach for the 2023 New England Patriots. He was the perfect coach for a hell of a lot of Patriots teams. He would be the perfect coach for basically almost any franchise in the history of football. But I think right now I'm getting extremely worried. This offensive thing, like the whole thing now is maximizing quarterbacks, getting their staffs in place, getting the line together, getting the weapons together, and going from there. And it seems like in Mac Jones' second year, they're kind of failing him, dude. Yeah, like, this is so uncharacteristic of Belichick that either I'm thinking he just wants to call plays and just let himself cook and this Matt Patricia, Joe Judge thing is a cover, or he's just really kind of lost at sea, brother.
Oh, man. All right, it's Kevin Clark. He somehow his wife convinced him to move in the middle of football season. Listen, Godspeed
just
with that,
Kevin. Just up the road.
Nevertheless, the two, my wife's not here right now, so I can say it. The two biggest arguments I've ever had in with my wife both involve moves. It is a nightmare. It's not fun. I would stretch it out as long as possible if I were you, like a week-long move, maybe just a couple items today, a couple tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. No, that sounds good.
That's the game plan?
I mean, I think so, hopefully.
That's what I've learned. And
but wait
also,
a second.
Kevin,
wait a second. You just said I shouldn't move during football season. Now you want me to take an entire week?
Well, that's the other problem. I don't have the answer.
Wouldn't it be better to rip the Band-Aid off and just do it all in one day on a Friday?
Yeah, what? By the way, he's doing it late in the season. I'm sure somebody's going to get fired that week, and it's just going to be hell's breaking loose. Also, Kevin does Slow News Day, a pretty funny thing on the internet. I have not appeared on it yet. I've not been asked to. Maybe one day when a big enough deal. Kevin has much bigger people than me on that. You had who did you have on there recently that was huge?
We had Russell Wilson at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Russell Wilson. So that's right. Yeah,
we had Russell Wilson. But the thing that was recirculating today was Joe Montana came on at the Super Bowl and just killed Trey Lance, killed him. And everybody got really mad. And so last year, the Super Bowl, Joe Montana said, do not, the Niners can't go with Trey Lance next year. It has to be Jimmy. I talked to the players. Trey's not ready. And I got murdered.
Wow.
For that's even good. Airing this. And so I recirculated today and just said, hey, man, what did Joe know when you know it?
Was Montana ticked off when you did it? Or he knew what he was doing?
Oh, no, he knew what he was doing. He was ready to go.
Because he was in the Steve Young, Bill Walsh trio.
Yeah. No. Joe knew what he was doing. I ran away. It was like at the end of the interview. I was like, hey, by the way, how would you fix the Niners? And he was like, well, you just bring Jimmy Garoppolo back. And I was like, oh, okay. Cool, man. And then it was funny because everybody, because I kind of look off camera, And I was looking at my colleagues who all like are super pro Jimmy or super pro Trey. And yeah. I'm just like, you hear this fucking guy? It was funny.
Dude, that's great. Yeah, it's good. He's a winner, Kevin Clark, man. I'll talk to you soon. Enjoy football.
I'll see you, man.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.